All right, welcome back to the Willie's Experience podcast. It is the trivia edition. I am here with Lee Ellis. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
All right, thank you for hanging on with me. I also appreciate so far you've not been nearly as insecure and self-conscious about your trivia knowledge as most guests are. They spend most of the time apologizing. I'm sorry, I'm going to do terrible. Then they usually do great. So your quiet confidence makes me think that maybe you'll do terrible.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, remember, I write all the questions, so if you do poorly, it's because of poor questions, not because of poor answers. Now, the way this works, there are 200 points on the board. The last time we did this, Frank Schwab, Yahoo's Frank Schwab, because I made an all Super Bowl podcast, basically broke the game. So he got 179 out of 200. That's kind of an unapproachable number. 89 is the lowest all-time. 87, excuse me, is the lowest all-time score. I have no doubt you'll fly over that. We start out with current events toss-ups. These are 5 points apiece, 10 toss-ups. Each of them is these are all just about things happening in the world of sports, some NBA, some other. That's all happened in the last few days. So, for each question worth 5 points. Question number one. Are you ready? I feel like I should.
Yes, I'm ready. Yes,
you get points for answering that one correctly, but it's like it's like getting your name right on the Scantron test. All right, number one. What Florida State what Florida State quarterback's rape accuser is featured in the documentary The Hunting Ground about campus rape?
College football is not my strong suit at all. I honestly have no idea. I couldn't even tell you a college football quarterback's name, to be honest with you.
Okay, I want to give you points anyway, because the fact that you do not know who Jameis Winston is means that you live in a such happier universe than every single person listening to this podcast. Like, I want to give you five points just because you don't know who Jameis Winston is. You are living in a happy place. So I can't give you any points, but I can give you lots of spiritual points, because you'll take them. You're in a happier place. Wow. To have not had Jameis Winston in my life for the last 2 years. So nice. All right. Question number two. What long lusted after boxing fight will finally happen on May 2nd?
Pacquiao Mayweather.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number three. According to Vegas Insider, what team is currently the Vegas odds favorite to win the 2015 NBA Finals?
I would say, I'll say the Warriors.
That is incorrect. The Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers still.
I would say the Cavs, but that's fair.
Question number four. According to NBADraft.net, who will be the number one draft pick of the 2015 NBA Draft selected by the New York Knicks?
Okafor.
That's correct for 5 points.
Yeah.
Question number five. Who is the only undefeated team in men's college basketball?
I'm going to have to say one of the big names. Duke and North Carolina played the other day. I don't know who won that one. Kentucky?
That's correct for 5 points. Whoa! You pulled it out of the fire. But half their team's going to be in the NBA next year. So, just keep an eye out for them. All right, number six. Not half of this team will be in the NBA next year. Number six, who is the only undefeated team in women's college basketball?
Tennessee.
That's excellent guess. That's incorrect. It's Princeton.
Princeton.
Bill Bradley's. Bill Bradley's.
I'm not up to speed with my female college basketball, unfortunately.
Yeah, I actually love the idea that every single time that you hear a starting lineup announced, like, it's just like some weird, like, Gonzaga, whatever that is. Like, this would be so confusing to you on a regular basis. Right, question number seven. Portland Steve Blake changed his number from 25 to 5 to honor which Blazers player who died last week at the age of 52?
Jerome Kersey.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number eight. Name either of the Knicks' two leading scorers in their loss to the Miami Heat on Saturday night.
Galloway.
That's correct for 5 points. The other was Tim Hardaway Jr. I would have guessed Clay Anthony early, just because I just love, like, I it's a shame I've already had my two sons, because I can name neither Clay Anthony or early for that matter. All right, question number eight. If the season ended today, who would be the four teams with home court advantage in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs?
Atlanta, Toronto, Chicago, Cleveland.
That's correct for 5 points. And the last toss-up question, if the season ended today, who would be the four teams with home court advantage in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs?
Golden State, Memphis, Portland, and Houston.
That's correct for 5 points. Well done. I figure because you work, ordinarily I would not require a guest to get all four of those, but, you know, you work in the NBA and you're the L, so I'm going to make you do that one. All right, the next question is the topical question. This is specifically focused for the guests. I give one overarching question, like, for example, if I said, name the coach of the following NBA teams, then I would give you 10 and so on. So, and I would say the Chicago Bulls, and you would say, for now, Thibodeau. So there we go. So here's it's topical, 5 questions apiece. There are 10. So I'm going to name an NBA franchise. You give me their all-time leading scorer.
Okay.
For 5 points apiece. Now, we are going original teams here. Like, for example, if someone played for the Minneapolis Lakers, they count. Just to save confusion, I did not count either the Charlotte Hornets or the New Orleans Pelicans because it's completely confusing because the Hornets, for some reason, even though they still go back to the old, like Del Curry is listed as their all-time leading scorer, even though they're an expansion franchise, it's totally confusing. I didn't even bother with those.
Okay.
I hate that. The Cleveland Browns do that in football, too. Like, anyway. Okay, question number one. So, all-time leading scorer. Question number one, the Chicago Bulls.
Michael Jordan.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number two, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
LeBron.
That's correct for 5 points. Yeah. Question number three, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, yeah, don't want to overthink this one. Oscar.
That's incorrect. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar. I overthought it, yes.
Question number four, the Golden State Warriors.
It might be Wilt or Rick Barry. I'll say Rick Barry.
It is incorrect. It is Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain. Question number five, the Boston Celtics.
I think it's Havlicek. Let me just think about it. Is it Larry or Havlicek? I'll say Havlicek.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number six, the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Lakers is Kobe.
Sorry, I already hit the buzzer. Okay. Damn it. That's correct. Yeah. Kobe is correct. You may have pulled that back,
Kareem's the all-time leader in the league, but obviously not with the Lakers. Yeah,
I was premature on the bell, but I suspect you would have come back around to Kobe anyway.
Yeah.
Question number seven, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Ooh, Memphis. That's an interesting one. I will go with Pau Gasol.
Correct for 5 points. Yeah. We need the pow drop desperately right now. Question number eight, the Sacramento Kings.
Sacramento Kings, wow. I don't think it's Pager. Chris Webber?
It's incorrect. Oscar Robertson. Oscar Robertson. Question number nine, the Toronto Raptors.
That is Chris Bosh.
That's correct for 5 points. Yeah. And number 10, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, great question. Great question. I think it has to be Iverson.
That is incorrect. He is so close. He is so close. This is there's always one of these. I'm like, okay, I got to make this one crazy hard. That's Hal Greer. Hal Greer played from 1958 to 1973, which is really quite a span of NBA history if you really kind of take a look at it. So I think he's only ahead of – if Iverson would have played just a little bit longer, he would have had it.
Yeah. I mean, Iverson obviously was a two-time scoring champ – four-time scoring champ, in fact. But he had, of course, those years in Denver. So,
I still miss him, man. Like I went to a game with an old girlfriend, a Knicks Sixers game with an old girlfriend who knew nothing about basketball. And we saw and within maybe 1 minute of the game, she was like, "Wow, that guy's sexy!" Like she just like lost her mind for Iverson, like immediately. And how could you not?
So yeah, I mean, he appealed to everybody because you know he was that sort of shortish guy. Obviously, he was short compared to NBA players, but he was so tough. And you just wish his sort of career had ended a little bit nicer than it did, unfortunately. But he was a fantastic player, fantastic to watch.
It's still crazy to me to think that it wasn't that long ago that the NBA magazine was airbrushing his tattoos. Like that seems like something that would have happened in the 50s. So, all right. So the next category are team nicknames. I give you the name of a team and their affiliation. For example, if I said NBA Sacramento, for 10 points, if you knew the answer, you would say Kings. If you did not know the answer, I would give you the name of the arena or stadium they play in and the name of their mascot, which is sometimes helpful.
Okay.
That's for 5 points. Now, you do not get to guess twice. So if you don't know, definitely ask for the hint.
All right. Okay.
Question number one. The Gwinnett Triple A minor league baseball team. Gwinnett, just down the road from you. You've probably accidentally driven through Gwinnett several times.
Yeah, I will say the Cougars.
That is incorrect. They, like all of the Atlanta Braves minor league baseball teams, are the Braves, which is really annoying. Okay. And really late.
Well, that's educational. I know that from future, for future
yes,
anyway.
Exactly. So they play at Cool Ray Field, and their mascot is Chopper. All right, question number two. This one is one just for you. The Brisbane Aussie Rules football team.
The Brisbane Lions, formerly known as the Brisbane Bears.
That's correct for 10 points. You get 10 points on that one. They play their mascot, they play at the Gabba. Is that right?
The Gabba.
And I love one highlight of putting together this podcast was discovering their mascot, who is Bernie Gabba Vegas, who appears to be some sort of lion that dresses up like Elvis.
Yeah. Well, people from Brisbane it's called Bris Vegas, really. So it's just a bit of a joke. So they're kind of just playing off that angle, I think, there with the Elvis thing, yeah.
Listen, I don't understand anything else about the sport. Why would I understand the mascot? all right, so, so here we go. So next one up, the Georgia State men's and women's basketball team.
I think it's the Bulldogs, isn't it?
That is incorrect. They are the Panthers. The Panthers. Georgia is the Bulldogs. They play at GSU Arena, and their mascot's name is Pounce.
Right, okay. All right. I'm learning lots of college football and basketball here, so this is great.
That's all right. This is part of your ongoing education. I live in a college town. I can help you with this anyway. You're a 45-minute drive away. Just keep the noise down. Some of us are trying to sleep. All right. Question number four. The Bakersfield D-League basketball team.
Jams.
That's correct for 10 points. Yes. They play at Dignity Health Event Center. I love that about the D-League, by the way. They all play in basically like YMCAs.
Yeah, it's great.
And their mascot is Swish. Their mascot is Swish, which I'm surprised there aren't more mascots with the name Swish, actually. All right. And the last one, the Chicago WNBA team.
Fire?
That is incorrect. That's the old soccer team. They are the Sky. The Chicago Sky. All right, so that puts you at 85 points going into there's no way you're going to finish in last, so that's good. You've got that going for you. We go into Outburst. Outburst is put 1 minute on the clock. This is a game we all played as kids, or at least maybe I did. 1 minute on the clock, I give you an overarching category. You list as many of them as you can in that time.
Okay.
Like if I said, for example, name me books of the Bible. You would have 1 minute on the clock to list as many of them. Most of them just have 10. There are no. You do not get penalized for wrong answers. So go ahead and shout out anything that you need to, and I will say yes or no for everyone that you get. So if it turns out that you don't know, if you say something twice, I haven't responded. Keep saying it. I will let you know yes or no.
Okay.
All right. This one, this is a regular question for guests. So it's based on the state they live in. So we're going to find out how well you know the state that you have moved to. Give me the 10 largest cities in Georgia. The 10 largest cities in Georgia. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay. Atlanta.
Yes.
Athens. Savannah.
Athens, yes. Savannah, yes.
Columbus.
Yes.
Yes. Gwinnett.
No.
Does Marietta count?
No.
I guess it's all part of like Atlanta. Oh man, I can't think of any. I'm frozen here. What else is there?
You have Atlanta, Athens, Savannah, and Columbus.
Right. I can't think of anywhere else.
That's okay. I'm just giving you some background music.
Yeah. Is there Wilmington? Is that a place?
Nope. It is a place, no? But not. 10 seconds.
Augusta,
that's correct. Augusta.
Albany,
yes, at the buzzer. That is correct. Good, well done. Actually, you pulled in two at the buzzer, so you got six. Atlanta, right. Athens, Savannah, Columbus, which is the second biggest town. It's my wife's hometown. Augusta and Albany. So there are six. The ones you missed were Johns Creek, Macon, Roswell, and Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs is just up the road from me, too.
All right, one minute on the clock. No, don't worry, no more Georgia questions. Okay. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the last 10 human beings to win the NBA MVP. Now, keep in mind, if they've won it twice, they only count once. It is the last 10 people to have done it.
Okay.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay. LeBron, Derrick Rose, Kevin Durant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett.
Yes. Duncan, yes. Garnett, yes.
Karl Malone.
No.
Allen Iverson.
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant, Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes, Kobe, yes. Nowitzki, yes. You're missing only one.
Who am I missing? Steve Nash.
Steve Nash, that's correct. That's correct. You got all 10. Well done. All right.
I'd be very disappointed if I didn't get that one.
Well, you know what? I would have supported you however you did. all right, 1 minute on the clock. Give me the last 10 human beings to have won the NBA Finals MVP. The last 10 human beings to have won the NBA Finals MVP. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James.
Yes.
Tony Parker.
Yes.
Tim Duncan.
Yes.
Chauncey Billups.
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal. Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Where am I? Shaq, Kobe. Paul Pierce.
Yes.
Kobe 2010, Kobe 2011, LeBron. Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes. And one more.
Who am I missing? LeBron, Kawhi, Tony Parker, I think I said. Tim Duncan, Shaq, Kobe.
In 10 seconds.
I'm missing someone. Jordan? No, not Jordan.
Nope.
Time!
And we get to the point of the podcast where Lee hits himself in the head when I tell him the one he missed was Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade. Listen, 9, obviously very good. Alright, back to the NBA, 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 men to have been selected first overall in the NBA draft. The last 10 human beings to do it. 1 minute on the clock, go.
Greg Oden.
Yes.
I'll get him out of the way there first. John Wall. Derek Rose.
Yes.
Blake Griffin.
Yes.
Andrea Bargnani.
Yes.
Andrew Bogut.
Yes.
Who was last year's first? Andrew Wiggins.
Yes.
Who was the year before that? Who was the year? Who was the year before that? Oh, my God. Yao Ming?
No.
No, he's too far. Dwight Howard?
No.
No, Emeka Okafor?
No.
No? Andrew Bogut, Andrea Bargnani, Greg Oden, Derek Rose, 2009 was Blake Griffin, 2010 John Wall, 2011, first
10 overall. Seconds.
Oh my God, this is killing me. 2012.
Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
And
time. You got 2, 4, 6, 8. You got Greg Oden, John Wall, Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin, Andrea Bargnani. I actually laugh every time I say it. Andrew Bogut, Andrew Wiggins, and Kyrie Irving. You missed, as one tends to, Anthony Bennett. And Anthony Davis. Yeah, that was the one. I figured that one.
I'd probably get the other one. Yeah.
All right, so okay, I'm going to see where you stand now. You have 16. I love podcast listeners love it when I do math on air. So 16, right. 25, that is 33. Adding that to your previous total, you are currently at, where'd the other sheet go? You're at 33. And, I lost the sheet. There we go, 33.
I think you said it was 83. Five,
yes, that's correct. Thank you. You're at 118. This puts you, you just passed Lindsey Jones. You are 4 behind Mike Tanier, and you need 10 to tie Paul Feinbaum. Paul Feinbaum is a college football guy, but you again are blissfully unaware. So, I really can't overstate. It's like finding a marmoset in the wild. That someone that doesn't know who Jameis Winston is. I want to know, that is not, I hope you are not taking that as mockery. That is relief. That is active envy, actually.
No,
so
I honestly don't follow football, even the NFL, really. So college football, not at all. Oh,
I love the world you live in.
But you don't know the story, anyway.
Good. Okay, so last question. 1 minute on the clock. 10 points to tie Paul Feinbaum. Give me the top 10 leading scorers in NBA history. We are not counting ABA points. Basketball Reference sometimes includes ABA points. We are not doing so. So 1 minute. So sorry, Dan Issel. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
So Kareem.
Yes.
Kobe. Karl Malone. Michael Jordan.
Malone, yes. Jordan, yes.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Jordan, yes. Elgin. Dirk, yes. Akeem, Elgin. Yes.
Elgin Baylor.
No.
No. Larry Bird?
No.
No. Allen Iverson, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, Shaq, yes.
Yep. Moses Malone?
Yes.
How many is that?
You have 8. You're missing 2.
Top 10 all time. Now I've gone blank again. Allen Iverson. Dirk Nowitzki, Keen Olajuwon, Moses Malone, Elgin Baylor, Jordan, Robinson, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett.
Nope. 10 seconds.
Dominic Wilkins?
Nope. And time. You got 8. Nothing to be ashamed of there, of course. But, let's get you in the book. The ones that you missed were Elvin Hayes.
Yes.
And Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh my God!
Wilt Chamberlain's been a blind spot for you today. You need to read that. You need to read his autobiography. Love life tips. Now you end up with a total of 126, right solidly, comfortably in the middle of the pack. Nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever. So Lee, thank you for playing around with me. Thank you for having fun. And the next time that I get to a Hawks game or in your area, I'd love to come and say howdy and bug you guys. And I think come playoff time, particularly if the Hawks make a long run, I'm going to be a lot of those games anyway. So prepare accordingly. And maybe
please do. We'd love to see you down here. That'd be great. It'd be great to go to the game, have a few beers, and watch the Hawks.
Oh, it'd be so fun. So, all right, man. Well, thanks for doing this. I had a great time, and enjoy the rest of the season. I'm sure we'll be talking again pretty soon.
Thanks very much. We'll appreciate it.
Okay, everyone, make sure to follow Lee Ellis on Twitter at Lee Ellis, LEIGHELLIS. And, of course, watch The Starters on NBA TV and subscribe to The Starters podcast. And I'd like to congratulate myself for not once saying the Basketball Jones. I'm actually very proud of myself that I didn't. I think a year and a half in, I think I finally am not doing that anymore. It's The Starters. Anyway, so everyone, have a wonderful week. We'll be back on Monday with a new podcast. So be safe out there and have a great weekend.